When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Many times have you heard some performers say, gee, but it's great to be back here on old Broadway. That's such a worn and a boring cliche. Well, steel yourself, you're just about to hear it again.
How many times has the orchestra struck the chords, marking the entrance of one of those tie-in frauds? Saying she's thrilled to be back on the board.
Well, settle back and sit it out. The lyrics say beyond a doubt that you poor kids are just about to hear it again. Broadway, High Street, that touch on wood or could you die? Street, Broadway, I know your charms. So naturally your baby girl came back to your arms. Though it's cold out, show me a sign that says we're sold out. And see me licking my heels to show the gang how warming it feels back here on my beat. Broadway, my street.
My street. That suicide are riding High Street. Broadway, I'm in a daze. That's every night at 7 plus the 2 matinees. My oh me. Soft at the B.O. and see me mopping my hands like I had one wonderful prize back here on my beat. Broadway, my street.
I telephone my cronies in the lobby of the Lambs that I'd be back on Broadway.
Go polish off the Tonys and compose the telegrams because I'm back on Broadway.
So let me hear the cymbal crash and let me hear the woodwind play.
And let me know that I'm a smash, cause Saudi sees me right away.
And let me hear my agent brag, there's not a ticket in the rack.
And beat the drum
and wave the flag, cause hallelujah, I'm back again on Broadway, High Street.
That touch on wood or could you die?
Street, see me flicking my heels to show the gang how warming it feels back here on my beat. Broadway,
Well, we're back on Broadway, as we are every Sunday afternoon. But now we're celebrating something special, which are the songwriters who created that wonderful song from 70 Girls 70, Kander and Ebb, John Kander and Fred Ebb, who are also back on Broadway in several different productions this season. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, radiating from what looks like might be spring here in Southampton, New York. Well, among the great Broadway composing teams has to be Kander and Ebb, and we're about to experience not only an encore's revival of Zorba, a great musical I like very much, based on Zorba the Greek, but the Broadway run of a show that they had worked on for years before Fred Ebb's untimely passing in 2004, The Visit, starring Cheetah Rivera, which opens in April. So what a good time to celebrate them. Any time is a good time to celebrate them. Well, they came together, as many songwriting teams did in the 60s, through a music publisher. John Kander had written the dance music to some shows in the early 60s, like Gypsy, Irma La Douce, and Fred Ebb had written lyrics and specialty material for a number of revues and nightclub acts. And they were very good at adept, funny stuff. They started working together in 1962, and after a few songs, supposedly John Kander said, you know what, you're so good at writing funny stuff, Fred, why don't you write a ballad? In fact, you had an idea for a coloring book as a funny song. I think it would be better as a serious song. And this is not in any show. It was released commercially as a pop hit, and it went to the stratosphere. It was recorded by, I don't know, six, seven, eight women, Sandy Stewart, Aretha Franklin, Barbara Streisand. Here is the top charter, as it were, of my coloring book, Kitty Callan.
For those who fancy coloring books, and lots of people do, here's a new one for you. A most unusual coloring book, the kind you never see. Crayons ready, very well. Begin to color me. These are the eyes that watched him as he walked away. Color them gray. This is the heart that thought he would always be true. Color it blue.
Like the last time and the
love's a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be.
You may be asking yourself, if you're a Broadway aficionado, how did we get so quickly from Candor and Ebb in 1963 to the film of Cabaret? Well, of course, was Liza Minnelli singing Maybe This Time, which was spectacularly featured in that film. But actually, it was written for her in about 1964 for a nightclub act by Candor and Ebb, and that's the original 1964 recording. They were very smart at repurposing that song. And of course, as we'll hear later in the program, Liza Minnelli became one of their great muses, perhaps their greatest muse as a performer. Their first big Broadway show was Flora the Red Menace in 1965, which starred Minnelli. I think she may have been the youngest person to have won a Tony from that show. It produced some lovely songs. Here's one of them covered, not by Liza Minnelli, but one of my favorite singers, Chris Connor, a beautiful version of Candor and Ebb's A Quiet Thing.
It's funny, but the bells don't ring. It's a quiet thing. When you hold the world in your trembling hands, it's a quiet thing. There are no exploding fireworks, hears the roaring of the crowds. Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums, I don't hear the band. The sounds I'm told such moments bring. Happiness comes in on tiptoe. Oh, yes, I know. It's a quiet thing. A very
Chris Connor with a song from Candor and Ebb's first Broadway musical, Flora the Red Menace. Well, they worked with George Abbott and Hal Prince on that production. It didn't fare well, but they built up a relationship with Hal Prince. And when Hal Prince decided he wanted to musicalize Christopher Isherwood's Berlin Stories, story of a singer named Sally Bowles and the cabaret scene in Weimar, Germany, he went to Candor and Ebb, and they developed the show over several years. It opened, it became the biggest, it made Hal Prince as a director one of, if not the biggest hits of Candor and Ebb's career, put them on the map. I think you know what it is. Here is the opening number for Sally Bowles from the London cast recording, 1967, 68. Anyway, it's got Judi Dench, who I think is wonderful, and I think you all know what that show is, but don't tell Mama.
Ladies and gentlemen, and now the Kit Kat Club is proud to present the Toast of Mayfair, Fräulein Sally Bowles.
Mama thinks I'm living in a convent. A secluded little convent in the southern part of France. Mama doesn't even have an inkling that I'm working in a nightclub in a pair of lacy pants. So, please, sir, if you run into my mama, don't reveal my indiscretion. Give a working girl a chance. Hush up, I don't tell mama. Shush up, I don't tell mama. Don't tell mama. Whatever you do, if you had a secret, you bet I could keep it. I would never tell on you. I'm breaking every promise that I gave her. So won't you kindly do a girl a great big favor? And please, my sweet potato, keep this from the mater. Though my dance is not against the law, you can tell my papa that's all right, 'cause he comes in here every night. But don't tell mama what you saw.
Mama, since I'm on a tour of Europe, there's a couple of my school chums and a lady chaperone.
Just leave well enough alone.
Hush up,
I don't tell mama.
Shush up,
I don't tell mama. Don't tell mama, whatever you do.
secret, you bet I could keep it.
I would never tell on you.
You wouldn't want to get me in a pickle
and have a go and cut me off without a nickel.
So let's trust one another. Keep this.
You see my mummy, mum's the word.
What good is sitting alone in the room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down that knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday, yeah. Life is a cabaret, old chum. So come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine. Come hear that band. Yes, it's time for celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use permitting from prophet of doom. And wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum. So come to the cabaret,
was Ambassador Satch, of course, singing with the Spirit of Berlin. Of course, Cabaret became a huge hit and put Kander and Ebb up there with folks like Bach and Harnack, Jerry Herman, Strauss and Adams as one of the premier songwriting Broadway teams of the 1960s. They continued to experiment in very interesting ways. They did a show that was somewhat misbegotten by Gower Champion and David Merritt called The Happy Time, but it starred Robert Goulet and produced a beautiful ballad, and here is Goulet to sing it. From The Happy Time.
I don't remember you. I don't remember you. I don't recall a single thing we used to say or do. What dancing in the park, what laughter in the dark? What smoldering fireplace that lit your face with every spark? And if I left you once before, somehow I can't recall it anymore. That was another girl. You're not at all like her. Though for an instant, when I saw you, I believed you were. But I was wrong. This moment is new, because I can't, I won't, I don't remember you.
Au-dessus des collines de Saint-Pierre,
au-dessus des collines de Saint-Pierre,
I don't remember you.
Il y a si beaucoup de fleurs,
il y a si beaucoup de fleurs,
qui font un parfum dans l'air,
qui font un parfum dans l'air,
parfum dans l'air,
parfum dans l'air.
I don't recall a single thing we used to say or do.
Au-dessus des collines de Saint-Pierre,
les vents soufflent toutes les nuages,
les vents soufflent toutes les nuages,
faisant chaque jour un jour clair,
faisant chaque jour un jour clair,
jour un jour clair,
jour un jour clair. Saint-Pierre, Saint-Pierre, ma maison, mon village, mon pays, je revois.
Song both beautiful and rousing from Candor and Ebb's score to The Happy Time. They teamed up with Hal Prince again in 1968-69 to do a show I like very much called Zorba, or typically, actually, officially Zorba, which was based on Zorba, the Greek movie and the novel. And they created a very rough palette for this show. It was on sort of monochromatic and difficult. It dealt with life and its concomitant for its death in a very mature, compelling, and I think very moving way. Luckily for us, we Broadway fans, Encores is reviving it at their City Center space from May 6th to May 10th. I urge you to go see it, because to hear it with a full bouzouki orchestra, beautifully orchestrated by Don Walker, is a great tribute to these wonderful writers. Well, let's hear two songs from Zorba. The first is an opening number sung by a chorus called Life Is. We'll hear it in a studio recording by Herschel Bernardi, who played Zorba in the original production. And then we'll hear a wonderful song from the second act from the revival in 1982 that featured Anthony Quinn. Two songs from Zorba by the one and only John Kander and Fred Ebb.
Life is what you do while you're waiting to die. Life is how the time goes by. Life is where you wait while you're waiting to leave. Life is where you grin and grieve. Having if you're lucky, wanting if you're not, looking for the ruby underneath the rot, hungry for the pilaf in someone else's pot. But that's the only choice you've got.
life is where you stand just before you are flat. Life is only that, mister. Life is simply that, mister. That and nothing more than that. Life is what you feel till you can't feel at all. Life is where you fly and fall. Running for the shelter, naked in the snow. Learning that a tear drops anywhere you go. Finding it's the mud that makes the roses grow. But that's the only choice you know. Life is what you do while you're waiting to die. Life is how the time goes.
That I'm happy.
Robert Westenberg, Debbie Shapiro, and Taro Meyer from the revival of Zorba, which hopefully we're going to see again May 6th through 10th at Encore's City Center. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today has been just for me an hour of pure joy because Kander and Ebb always bring something so special and moving and theatrical and fun and exciting to the Broadway scene. And they have two shows coming back to Broadway, that Zorba I mentioned at Encore's, and on end of April, I think, The Visit, which has been tooling around for many years, starring Cheetah Rivera and our good friend David Garrison, will open on Broadway in April. So let us go to the show, which really was a huge phenomenon has become a huge phenomenon. In 1975, it was sort of a succès d'estime. It opened a couple of days after A Chorus Line. And of course, I'm talking about Chicago with Gwen Verdon, Jerry Orbach, and another Kander and Ebb muse, Cheetah Rivera. And it had a decent run, had a London company, but it didn't really shoot into the stratosphere until it was also revived at Encores and moved to Broadway, where it is currently the longest running revival in Broadway history. Still at it, years later, more than a decade later. There have been a lot of Roxy and Velma teams, starting, of course, with Gwen and Cheetah, and a proposed movie with Goldie Hawn and Liza Minnelli, and our friend Anne Reinking and B.B. Newworth, and the film with Renee Zellweger and Catherine Zeta-Jones. But my favorite Chicago team are the Authors. So you will hear a rare recording of Fred Ebb and John Kander giving you All That Jazz.
Why don't we do the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car. I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold, but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl and all that jazz. Slick your hair, wear your saddle shoes, and all that jazz. I hear that Father Dip is gonna blow the blues. And all that jazz, hold on, hon, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought some aspirin down at United Drug in case you shake apart and want a brand new start to do that a jazz. Find a flask, we're playing fast and loose. And all that jazz right up here's where I store the juice. And all that jazz, come on, babe, we're gonna brush the sky. I bet your lucky Lindy never flew so high. Cause in the stratosphere, how could he lend an ear to all of that a jazz? There's a nightly scroll and all of that a jazz. No, I'm no one's wife, but oh, I love my life and all.
That is a very special performance. That's John Kander really tickling those ivories, and Fred Ebb channeling Gwen Verdon in All That Jazz from Chicago. I think they may have played that only a year or two after they wrote it. And of course, it's become such a big standard. Kander and Ebb were among the busiest songwriting teams. They pretty much for a while churned out something every other season. Not everything was great, but every Kander and Ebb had a great song in it, at least one or two. 70 Girl 70, The Act, Steel Pier. Here's a show from the early 80s that maybe not the most necessary Broadway adaptation in the world. It was based on Woman of the Year, the Hepburn Tracy film, and it starred Lauren Bacall. And I think Liza took it over, Raquel Welch took it over, Debbie Reynolds took it over. A good showcase for a great personality, not necessarily a great singer. But in the second act, the lead character, Tess Harding, who's kind of the Barbara Walters of her day, goes to the Midwest, I think, and meets the woman who married her first husband, from whom she's divorced, a sort of, middle America, middle-aged, middle-class housefrau, and they share their respective stories. It's a great bit of comic writing. Lauren Bacall, of course, is Tess Harding, and Marilyn Cooper won a Tony, Best Supporting Actress. I think she had one song and eight lines of dialogue, but it's a wonderful little balance. I hope you enjoy it. The Grass is Always Greener, from Woman of the Year, written by Kander and Ebb.
What can I tell you? You're Tess Harding, for God's sakes. I've never done anything really important in my life the way you have. I'll bet your friends are all celebrities. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You can make a pot roast. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you brown an onion. Is your picture up at Sardi's? That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You can clean an oven. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you get the easy off.
Oh, the grass is always greener on somebody else's estate. A button on. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? Bet you've been to discos. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you take a Valium. I can see you planning picnics. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? Eating at the White House. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First they pass the jelly beans. Ah, the grass is always greener on somebody else's front lawn. Ah, somebody else's wiener always has a lot more relish on.
You save the whales in Newfoundland. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You can run a household. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you have a breakdown. You're always in the magazines. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You can hold a husband. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? There's more to life than husbands.
I could use a husband.
You can have my husband.
I've already had your husband.
Oh, it makes you kind of teary. Oh, it's about a deary. The grass is always greener in someone else's yard. It's hard.
Thank you.
What's so wonderful? You have time for luncheons. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you sell the Tupperware. The public wants your autograph. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You raised a teenage daughter. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you find her diaphragm.
Ah, the grass is always greener where some of the tenant pays rent. Ah, the teens are always cleaner if somebody else has polydent.
Do you know who your neighbors are? That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You know Rona Barrett. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you keep your mouth shut, let you squeeze the Charmin. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You can make a headline. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? I'd rather make a pot roast. And have some peace and quiet.
You've already had my husband.
Ah, everyone's a victim of this donkey little victim. The grass is always greener in someone else's
Maybe, but it's extremely easy to listen to the comic and musical genius of John Kander and Fred Ebb. I said earlier in the show that their great artistic muse was Liza Minnelli, but as time has gone on, she has a rival for that spot, and that's Cheetah Rivera, who is the original Velma Kelly in Chicago. I think she makes a cameo in the film. Anyway, in the mid-80s, they teamed Liza and Cheetah together. God, what wattage, what star magnitude in a show called The Rink. It was ultimately not successful, but boy, are their performances great. And as usual, the score is fantastic. Here is a duet from The Rink, Cheetah Rivera and Liza Minnelli.
Oh, I got a lot of things to tell you, Ma.
How long was it this time, Angel? 7 years.
Oh, Ma.
Basta. Finito. We're closed.
I'm finished. Ah, Ma!
If the earth had opened up, if it swallowed me inside, would my darling baby girl even realize I died? You were sitting on a hill with some yippie on your lap, talking love and life and art and that transcendental crap with the dope I'm sure you smoked and a healthy dose of coke up your nose.
Ah, Ma!
Up your nose.
Ah, Ma!
And for all you ever knew, I was hustling for the rent, 'cause you only call collect maybe every other Lent. While I'm bleeding in the street from some maniac's attack, you're in some Ramada Inn, seeking wisdom on your back, making kibble of your brain and emancipated pain in the ass.
Ah, Ma!
Oh, in the ass.
Ah, Ma!
And don't ah, Ma, me. You said you had to find yourself, so find yourself some other place. And don't ah, Ma, me. I don't need you around to help me complicate my life. And if you really gave a damn, you'd have never stayed away. When you break a mother's heart, does it make a guru's day? But you're nearly 30 now, and you're panicked and upset. So you walk back in the door and expect me to forget. Welcome home, my little pig, for you've really got a big set of balls.
Ah, Ma!
Oh, some balls.
Ah, Ma!
And don't ah, Ma, me. You said you had to find yourself, so find yourself some other place. And don't ah, Ma, me. I don't need you around to help me complicate my life, capiche? Don't ah, Ma, me. The sign on the apartment doesn't say Salvation Army, does it? Don't ah, Ma, me. I've heard it all your life, and I don't need to hear it now.
Ah, Ma! It's like it was before. I just walk through the door, and right away you start to fight and curse.
That's bullshit.
Ma, I thought there'd be some tears.
Tears?
And after all these years, you might have mellowed some. But Jesus, was I
so
dumb.
So you thought I might be calm, maybe jolly you along. But believe me, I'm not calm. And believe me, you were wrong. Should the sound of your hello be like music to my ears when I haven't seen your face in, what is it, 7 years? So you walk back in my life. Should I really bless my luck? That's an outfit you could wear on a sanitation truck. Have a daughter, I was told. They're a blessing when you're old. Ah, to God.
Amma.
To God.
Amma.
Enough, that's
Amma.
It.
Amma.
Now I've got a good thing going and I don't
or later you're certain to meet. In the bedroom, the parlor, or even the street, there's no place on earth you're likely to miss her kiss. Sooner or later, in sunlight or gloom, when the red candles flicker, she'll walk in the room, and the curtains will shake, and the fire will hiss. Here comes her kiss. And the moon grows dimmer at the tide's low ebb, and her black beads shimmer, and you're aching to move, but you're caught in the web of the spider woman in her velvet cape. You can scream, but you cannot escape. Sooner or later, your love will arrive, and she touches your heart. You're alert and alive, but there's only one pin that can puncture such bliss: her kiss. Sooner or later, you bathe in success, and your minions salute. They say nothing but yes, but your power is empty. It fades like the mist once you've been kissed. And the moon grows dimmer at the tide's low ebb, and your breath comes faster, and you're aching to move, but you're caught in the web of the spider woman in her velvet cape. You can run, you can scream, you can hide, but you cannot escape.
And you cannot escape the web of talent woven by John Kander and Fred Ebb. That was Cheetah Rivera in the Tony Award-winning Kiss of the Spider Woman, a show they wrote for her somewhat late in their career. John Kander unfortunately passed away in 2004, but some projects they had worked on have come to Broadway since: The Scottsboro Boys, Curtains, and The Visit, which opens at the end of April. And then we'll be joined, I guess, a week or two later by Zorba at City Center. Two great works by a great team. They wrote a song everybody knows called New York, New York, from the movie of the same name, also starring their muse Liza Minnelli. But there's a great song in it that people don't know quite as well. I think it's miraculous. I think it's fantastically performed by Liza Minnelli in the film version. And boy, the world goes round, and we see Broadway shows and we hear Broadway music, but we always come back to the genius of Kander and Ebb. Here is Liza Minnelli to take us home from Broadway to Main Street's tribute to Kander and Ebb.
Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad, but the world goes round. And sometimes you lose every nickel you've had, but the world goes round. Sometimes your dreams get broken, pieces, but that doesn't alter a thing. Take it from me, there's still gonna be a summer, a winter, a fall, and a spring. And sometimes a friend starts treating you bad, but the world goes round. And sometimes your heart breaks with a deafening sound. Somebody loses, somebody wins, and the world goes round. But the world goes round. But the world goes round. Sometimes your dreams get broken in pieces, but that doesn't matter. Still gonna be a summer, a winter, a spring, and a fall. And sometimes a friend starts treating you bad, but the world.
The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.